Welcome to Feedback with Earbuds, the podcast recommendation podcast. I'm your host, Ariel Nissenblatt, and I'm the founder of Earbuds Podcast Collective. Earbuds is a weekly email newsletter that sends you a theme and five podcast episodes on that theme, and each week is curated by a different person. Anyone can curate a list. You can learn more and subscribe at earbuds.audio. Feedback with Earbuds brings you podcast recommendations, insights from our curators, tips on creating audio content, and community updates. There are so many podcasts to listen to these days. How do you choose? We're here to break it down for you. This episode of Feedback with Earbuds is brought to us by Black Podcasters Association. Black Podcasters Association is a vibrant community that unites a diverse range of Black podcasters, creatives, and professionals within the podcasting industry, all of whom are passionate about reshaping the podcasting landscape and amplifying our unique voices. Join BPA at blackpodcastersassociation.com. We are also sponsored by On Air Fest, the podcast experience. The podcast experience features multiple rooms at the Wythe Hotel in Brooklyn, taken over by a collection of podcasts. Drawing inspiration from open studio tours and immersive theater, each space will envelop visitors in a world of a single podcast designed to spark imagination, delight, and discovery. On Air, the podcast experience runs from February 23rd through 26th. Learn more and get tickets at experiencepodcasts.com. Hi, Ariel here. Welcome to Feedback, back for another episode this week. Did you know that as I record this episode of the show, it's the 6th anniversary of Earbuds? We sent out the first issue of our newsletter on February 13th, 2017. Of course, you're listening to the podcast version right now of the newsletter, but it was a newsletter first. And it still is a newsletter. We have come a really long way since the first issue of the newsletter was sent out then. And also, fun fact, it was coincidentally World Radio Day, February 13th, 2017. I did not plan that, but it was a nice coincidence. I did send the first issue of the newsletter out via Gmail to a bunch of BCC'd people. It was not a pretty sight. If you're curious about how it looked, and I had zero email marketing or graphic design skills, let me know, and I will share some screenshots with you, but I warn you that it is not cute. However, it is funny, and it is remarkable to see how far we've come. And I really appreciate you for being part of the Earbuds community. Whether you're a listener to this podcast, a subscriber to the newsletter, you follow us on social, however it is that you interact with us, I appreciate you consuming this content and listening to podcasts. I may have mentioned last year when we had our 5th anniversary that we were going to have a party this year. As you can tell, that did not happen. Trust me, you would have heard about it. But I do plan on throwing a proper party at some point in the future, so sponsors, get at me. We can make it happen. Now, you know what time it is. It's time for some more podcast recommendations. We've got another great list of recommendations for Black History Month this week, but before we get to that, let's take a look at last week's theme. Our curator was Daniela Barreto. Her theme was called Canadian Black Histories and Futures. Her selected podcast episodes focused on the experiences of Black Canadians. We listened to Daniela's podcast, Rights Back at You, from Amnesty International Canada. We listened to Africville Forever and Strong and Free. Then we listened to the podcast Scene, and we finished the week with The Secret Life of Canada from the CBC. Did you have a chance to listen to any of Daniela's podcast recommendations? If so, what did you think of her picks? Let me know. You can tweet at me at Ari this and that. Or you can reach Daniela on Twitter at Danny Atomicus. I will link to her handle in the show notes. On to this week's list. Our curator is Adele Coleman. She's the Chief Operations Officer at DCP Entertainment. She chose the theme Black History Transcends Time. Her podcast episodes explore Black history as past, present, and future, and dive into historical moments that are still impacting the world today. In just a moment, we'll hear from Adele. We'll learn about her podcast recommendations and why she selected them. After that, you'll hear a voice clip from the creator of this week's Spotlight Pick, a show called How to Win Friends and Disappear People from Q Code Media. You may be familiar with it already because we were lucky enough to drop a sneak peek of the first episode on the feed of this podcast last week before it launched to the world. Thank you to our friends at Q-Code for making that sneak peek available to us. It was really cool to be able to give that listen to our Earbuds subscribers. Now you can actually listen to the first few episodes of How to Win Friends and Disappear People in your favorite podcast listening app, and you'll definitely want to after you hear this voice clip from creator Sophia Lopez later this episode. After the spotlight pick, we'll share a fiction podcast pairing from our friends at Realm Media. Then I've got some podcast industry news for you before we close the show out for the week and send you off to listen to some more podcasts. Let's get to Adele's recommendations for the theme Black History Transcends Time.
Hello, hello. This is Adele Coleman, Chief Operations Officer with DCP Entertainment. At DCP Entertainment, we are a multimedia company, but we focus on the stories that we tell through podcasting, through, you know, tapping into underserved communities, folk from the BIPOC community, LGBTQ+, women, and just having those diverse conversations and, you know, telling our stories. At DCP, I oversee our daily operations and, you know, just kind of make sure we're putting out quality content. I do a lot of our marketing and branding, running our newsletter, your podcast playlist. I work in promo swaps, building those external relationships, and I host and executive produce a podcast called Say Their Name. So it's February, and I felt like for my theme, I had to pick something aligned with Black History Month. So my theme is Black History Transcends Through Time. I feel like it was important because Black history is not just about the past, but we see it actually transcending through time and history is still being made today. You know, you have to know where you've been to know where you're going. And I feel like a lot of historical moments that happened in the past are still relevant and still impacting different spaces today, from civil rights leaders, athletes, how HIV and AIDS is impacting the Black and brown communities, schooling, education, and work equality. So I tried to pick shows that go along with that theme. So the first show I picked was Terratio. There are two episodes from there that I thought really stood out. Who Killed Malcolm X? I think it was important to really dive into hearing this conversation by Teray, as he was joined with the directors from the Netflix film Who Killed Malcolm X, Rachel Dredson and Phil Bertison. And they break down what really happened based on evidence and talking to various people. And, you know, we end up getting to the bottom of what really happened, and it ends up being a lot. I think that's an important conversation to have because that's something that happened in the past, but it still impacts us today. And this is a serious discussion because we really want to get to what really happened to him and why. The other episode I picked from Teray's show was the Kareem Abdul-Jabbar episode. Definitely should check that one out. It's called Kareem Abdul-Jabbar, How to Ball in Life. So I picked this one for obvious reasons. History transcending through time with LeBron James breaking Kareem Abdul-Jabbar's all-time scoring leader record. I thought it was important to go back and really learn more about who Kareem Abdul-Jabbar is, how he was as a basketball player, why it's important to recognize him as a writer, and really understand who he was as a person, because he was more than an athlete and just an all-around really cool person. The next podcast that I picked is Black HIV in the South. How did we get here? This is brought to you by The Cube with host Anna Deshawn. Anna Deshawn explores the history, economics, and culture of HIV/AIDS in the Black community. I thought this was a very, very important conversation to have because they definitely go into how HIV and AIDS impacted us, especially from the South, where there is a huge difference as far as pay and wage, low-income families, exposure and availability to healthcare, and how HIV and AIDS really runs rampant through those communities more than a lot of other places in America. And it definitely severely impacts people of color. And I thought this was something worth listening to and that everyone should check it out to know the history of HIV/AIDS. And by learning the history of HIV/AIDS, I feel like that's the best way to help the future of African Americans and help to protect us from this disease. The next podcast that I picked is called Unreformed, the story of the Alabama Industrial School for Negro Children. I thought this was a very, very important story to discuss. It covers Black girls that were runaways, and they ended up escaping from this reform school in Alabama called the Alabama Industrial School for Negro Children. It gets deep into saying a lot of the ways that they went through physical violence, mental and emotional, sexual abuse. It is heavy, but I think that it's important to hear their story and how they overcame all of these things in their plight of strength. And I felt motivated and inspired to just learn more about our communities and the school boards and, you know, how we can overall do better. Again, taking moments from the past and how we can use that to impact the present and the future positively. Finally, I chose Work Stories. Work Stories is a place for women of color to share their experiences in the workplace. She talks about bias, equal pay, bad bosses, and just a lot of personal stories. I thought this was important because it's about getting to equality and breaking the glass ceiling and overcoming racial inequities at work and hearing firsthand from women, industry leaders, and what they experience to get to where they are and try to get to where they need to be and how we can help each other and uplift each other, but really expose what's happening in the workplace so that we can all do better. I hope from this theme that people can understand that history is multifaceted. It's not just about us marching in the streets historically, but also just trying to have an overall balance for Black people in all the different spaces that we occupy and just being equal and understanding our rights and understanding that there was a plight to get us there. And I hope that it inspires people to uplift and help each other and to learn more about these different inequities that I spoke of and maybe reach out to some of those pods and see how we can help out. Feel free to check out DCP at dcpofficial.com, wherever your socials are, and check me out on Instagram at sky_kiss3d. And also feel free to subscribe to our newsletter, your podcast playlist. We love featuring folk there. And as always, thanks Earbuds and Ariel. I just absolutely adore you guys. And thanks so much for the shout out.
Thank you, Adele. I adore you too. And I really appreciate the content that DCP is putting out there. Adele's podcast picks will be listed in the show notes of this episode, so you can easily click and get listening. You can also get them on our website, earbuds.audio. Did you know that you can be a curator for our newsletter too? Just click on the banner of our newsletter next time it lands in your inbox. Now it's time for our spotlight pick. It's a bonus recommendation located at the bottom of our newsletter and on the homepage of our website. This week, as you know, we're spotlighting a podcast called How to Win Friends and Disappear People. Here's the creator of the show, Sophia Lopez, to tell us more about it.
Hey, I'm Sophia Lopez, the creator of the new scripted podcast series, How to Win Friends and Disappear People. It's a show where vampires and true crime meet in a full-on cinematic audio experience as you listen and are immersed into a chilling story about an unlikely friendship. This show follows a young woman who becomes a vampire's familiar, basically her assistant, and uses her true crime obsession to help them get away with murder. As long as she can supply the vampire with her next meal and help her cover it all is well. But when this working relationship becomes a personal one and the two become BFFs, the young woman finds herself on the scene as a red-handed accomplice, and the bloodshed that originally brought them together begins to tear them apart. How to Win Friends and Disappear People will have you on the edge of your seat, make you laugh, and it'll take you down a rabbit hole of deceit, murder, and mayhem. And I cannot wait for you to check it out. Search How to Win Friends and Disappear People wherever you're listening now and follow the show today.
Thank you, Sophia, for sending in that voice clip. The first four episodes of How to Win Friends and Disappear People came out earlier this week, so you can check them out now wherever you get your podcasts. We've now arrived at the fiction podcast pairing section of the show. We're partnering with Realm Media, who is pairing a podcast with our theme each week. This week, Realm chose the show Forest 404. Here's a bit about it. In the not-so-distant future, forests have ceased to exist. Pan, a digital conservative, is tasked with deleting old digital files of various recordings through history since before the cataclysm to free up space for more data. She's good, really good, until she stumbles upon a sound that changes her life forever. Set in the future with a philosophy that transcends time. Find and follow Forest 404 wherever you listen to your podcasts. Next up, podcast news and tidbits. Here are some things you might love if you love podcasts. This week in Podcast the Newsletter, host Mike Schubert of the podcast Meddling Adults invites funny guests to compete on one of the silliest game shows in existence by challenging them to solve the mysteries found inside the pages of Encyclopedia Brown, Scooby-Doo, and more. Next, we've got a few new posts up on the Earbuds blog this week. First, Yvette and Rasha share six podcast recommendations for facing and overcoming evil. They're the hosts of a new podcast from Tenderfoot TV called Facing Evil. They told us, quote, "With all of the work that we do on facing evil, we want to share with listeners how you can overcome and heal from any evil in your lives, and that you can always bring the light to the darkness," end quote. The next blog post, Earbuds newsletter and podcast coordinator Devin DeComo interviewed Sophia Lopez, creator of the new Q Code show and our spotlight pick that you've heard a bunch about, How to Win Friends and Disappear People. So if you heard that clip just a few moments ago and you want more info about the making of the show, this blog post is for you. And one more blog post. You can read the top podcast fun facts of 2022 submitted by podcast enthusiasts from around the world. We will link to those three blog posts in the show notes. And next, I'm launching a podcast about podcast trailers. It's called Trailer Park, the Podcast Trailer Podcast. Each episode will feature a trailer for a podcast, and then my co-host Tim and I will discuss it. You can learn more and even submit a trailer of your own by going to trailerparkpodcast.crd.co. Are you subscribed to the Pod News newsletter? It's a daily email that tells you everything you need to know about the podcast industry. Each week, we feature a few stories from Pod News in our newsletter. Here are some of this week's stories. First up, popular audio editor Hindenburg will announce Hindenburg Pro V2, a new version of the editor with new features including transcription. Next story, Riveter is a new podcast production and marketing company that was launched last week. The company is a joint venture between Frequency Machine and Tink Media, and it launches with a competition for U.S.-based nonprofits. Next story, Podimo is to enter the UK podcast market with more than 20 new shows. The company, which is the fastest growing podcast subscription service in Europe, made the announcement earlier this week and is working with a number of podcast studios, including Message Heard and Tortoise Media. And the last story from Pod News, Freakonomics Radio has announced a new YouTube channel with its podcasts. The network also plans to experiment with short and long form video and animation. Read all of these stories and more at podnews.net, and make sure you're subscribed to the newsletter. That's all I've got for you this week. Thank you for tuning into this episode. We'll see you here next time. Until then, go and listen to some podcasts. Feedback with Earbuds is written and produced by me, Arielle Nissenblatt, with help from Devin DeComo, our podcast and newsletter coordinator. It's mixed and produced by Daniel Turek, the best in the game. Learn more about Daniel at his website, robotslap.com. That's robotslap.com. This newsletter is edited by the amazing Abby Kleonski. This show is listened to by you, dear listener. Yes, even you get a shout out in the credits. Bye.